for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Good evening, everybody. This absolutely gorgeous Wednesday night, September, I don't know what it is, 15th?
Sixth. Hey, it's going fast enough. We don't need to go any
five
faster.
Five and one is six, Jack. It's not 15.
I saw you put a one and a five up. Okay. Well, I didn't know. So, we are here meeting with with some of the representatives from Party with a Purpose that's taking place out at Rossburg Acres next weekend, not this weekend. I was really looking forward to talking to Kelly and Amanda and, you know, having some you know, beauty in the studio. And what do I get, Neil?
You lucked out.
Three really nice young men. That's what you got.
Yeah, really nice young men. So joining us in studio from Party with a Purpose is Ted Heibrink.
Hi there.
And Jim Heibrink, Ted's younger and much better looking brother.
Yes. Yep.
And Riley Kramer.
That is correct.
All right. So, guys, I tell you what, it's pretty cool. This is actually the first year of Party with a Purpose, correct?
This is second, actually.
This is the second.
Second year. Yep.
And for those that don't know, Party with a Purpose is kind of like a carryover of the Kara Seyfried Memorial benefit, correct?
That is correct. The Kara Seyfried Memorial Campout was started roughly 14 years ago to help out Kara Seyfried. And after she passed, the family decided to keep the benefit going and help children or people in need that are fighting cancer. Yeah. Well, Kara would have turned 18 a year ago, and the family was ready to move on from hosting the benefit. So me and my wife, Stacy, decided to take the benefit and form a new committee, and the tricky part of naming a committee, and then we're here now.
Fantastic. And you know, it was such a fitting way to kind of wrap up the Kara Seyfried thing that I noticed that that her class graduated last year, I think.
Been 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, 2 years ago. Yep.
And they gave a scholarship to one of those kids that Kara would have graduated with, right?
That is correct. We did set a little money aside to give scholarship away to her graduating class. And then something else we were really proud of that we were able to do with some of the money that we raised is we were able to get a plaque in the main hallway in Kara's name at Dayton Children's.
Oh,
so if you go into Dayton Children's, they got this great big wall with different donors and names, and we got Kara's name up on that wall as well.
And if you ever want to feel humbled or blessed, just go down to Dayton's Children's and you go in that lobby and see the list of names that are up there, and you realize there's a lot of kids that have fought a lot of fights over the years.
That is very true, and it's also amazing to see how big that wall is and the amount of money that people have donated just towards that facility and to help people in need.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the reason they're able to do that is because of guys like you who have decided to work on things that are bigger than what you are. And so I tell you what, I think it's really appropriate if we touch on who are the committee members for the Party with a Purpose.
So, president, somehow I got suckered into that job.
You must not have been at that meeting.
Ted Heitbrink, and then everybody on our committee has their spouse with them. Yeah. So it's myself and Stacy Heitbrink, and like I said earlier, we were on the Kara Seafring, and we didn't want to see such an event that grew to the size that it was growing disappear with the amount of money that was being raised and helping local families. Yep. So that's, I think you were our first person that ran into us after we decided that, and it was, hey, there's Riley and Amanda. They'd be fun to party with.
Yeah. Yep, so it's me and my wife, so Riley and Amanda Kramer, and then we've got obviously Jim and Leslie Heitbrink, and we've got Joe and Kelly Brering, we got Steve and Julian Tromp, and we've got Ted and Angie Woods that are also kind of round up and make up the committee.
You know, what a great group of you, I guess, volunteers, even though you probably had to twist an arm or two to get everybody to join you. So where are most of those people from?
So I think, you know, everybody, I think, today lives in St. Henry. Okay. Spouses are from, you know, various towns around the area. Coldwater, obviously, you know, Jim and Ted are from Ryestein. Their wives are from St. Henry. So it's really a good melting pot of really Mercer and Dart County.
Fantastic. And it takes place out at Rossburg Acres, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the main event, which is next weekend, so it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday event, takes place out at Rossburg Acres Campground. It's where it's always been. The main event has always been there. Really, it's been just that weekend for, you know, since it's been started. And I think, you know, when you think about kind of the evolution of how this event came about and where it's at today, you know, I think, and I don't want to oversimplify, obviously, what can be a very complicated thing, but essentially, a group of campers and really the Seafring family, which have, you know, hearts of gold, tremendous people they are, really wanted to show support for their niece or their granddaughter, and wanted to help raise some money. And obviously, this area alone is just full of well-minded, good-hearted, and wholesome people, you know, God-fearing and want to help. And if there's one thing that we want to do in this area, it's help. If there's one thing people in this area don't like to do, is ask for help.
Yeah.
So it's really not that hard to find people to help, which is a very positive thing. But I think in the beginning, I think it was really just more of a gathering of some of the campers out there. Hey, let's throw a little bit of a party, see if we can raise some money. And that first year, it was, you know, mildly successful, probably better than they thought it would be. And that's 14 years ago. And now, you know, as it's evolved, and it really is much larger than I think anybody ever thought it was going to be. And now it's kind of, the thought is, can we take it to the next level with kind of really organizing ourselves? You know, we are now insured and bonded as a 501c3 organization. We're an actual LLC now. So there's other things, we have other opportunities, I think, that we can provide the community and other folks, where we can maybe kind of amp up our giving a little bit. And as well as, instead of just being a singular, you know, one weekend event, try to make this more of a seasonal thing. Maybe with the change of the seasons, we have some way to raise funds, because, you know, people don't just get sick one time throughout the year.
Yeah.
People don't just need help, you know, coming into the holiday season. While it's, you know, it's great to help at that time, but that's not where it all stops and starts. So it'd be great if we could continue to raise funds throughout the year and find other ways and other methods and other vehicles to, you know, bring some money back in, so we can bless folks throughout the course of the year.
Fantastic. And I know that the you know, Seafring family, and I don't know each of the families, but I think some of them have been out there camping for as long as Rossburg Acres has been in existence.
Yeah, they may have been there before Bill thought it was going to be a campground.
That is very
possible. They just decided they weren't going to leave.
That's very possible. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and just find out what in the hell's going on next weekend, and, you know, some of the different activities. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
There's an event coming up you don't want to miss. The Cancer Association of Mercer County is sponsoring a bowling tournament, and it will be a four-person team, eight-pin, no-tap. It will be held at Miracle Lanes on Saturday, September 16th, with sessions at 2, 4, and 6. The cost is $100 per four-person team and includes two games and eight beer tickets per team. There will also be a 50-50 drawing and several raffle items for you to win. Get your team together and sign up now at Miracle Lanes or by calling Tom Ramoklis at 419-852-2987. That's the 8-pin no-tap bowling tournament happening on Saturday, September 16th at Miracle Lanes, benefiting the Cancer Association of Mercer County. Where there is help, there is hope.
We're back. We're back. Inside. We're talking to the guys from Party with a Purpose, taking place out at Rossburg Acres next weekend. And I was going to say the dates, but I know I'd screw it up, so I'm going to ask you guys to give us the dates of this.
So the event is next weekend, September 14th through the 16th, so starting Thursday night through Saturday.
Thursday through Saturday. So I'll tell you what. So some of the activities have kind of already started, correct?
Some of the activities have, yeah. I mean, we've got, outside of some of the long-running things we've been doing all summer, which is primarily has been the golf cart raffle.
Okay.
That's been something we've done. That's been how long have we been doing a golf cart?
We started since Memorial.
So, no, I'm talking about how many years?
Fourth year
for the golf. So it's become a primary money maker for us. Yeah. The golf cart raffle. It's we've actually even stepped it up a little bit this year. Outside of just having a golf cart, which is a brand new golf cart this year, it was brand new last year. It's really nice, really sharp this year. Instead of just doing a golf cart, we actually have four items on that ticket. So there are a second, third, and fourth place for this. Generously donated by Fort Recovery Lumber was a 25-piece Makita tool set.
Oh, my.
So it's about anything that you can possibly put a battery on and do some work with. That's going to be a part of like prize number two. Also, not for a shameless plug, but the Chickasaw Garage has graciously donated a set of four tires, not to exceed $1,100 in value. But that's a fantastic prize. Nobody ever wants to buy tires.
That's right.
So it'd be great to win them. And then the committee itself is donating a smokeless fire pit. So outside of just having the grand prize of the golf cart, we do have three other prizes as well that folks can win. So that's something that we've been selling since Memorial Day. Last weekend, for instance, we had a party out at the pond.
Maybe we should
Oh. Anybody wants to.
Oh, I should interject this real quick. Okay. I should interject this real quick. For anybody that is listening, between now and the hours of 9 o'clock p.m. this evening, Wednesday the 6th, anybody that Venmos for a golf cart ticket will get a free golf cart ticket. So you can go to, it's actually under the business section. It's Rosberg Acres Party with a Purpose. That's the Venmo handle, at Rosberg Acres Party with a Purpose. You're going to find that under the business section of Venmo. So if you Venmo tickets, it's one ticket for $20. It's three tickets for $50. So if you want to get in on that today, tonight, in the next basically hour and 45 minutes, we will enter you in for a free ticket as well. So $50 could get you four tickets, or $20 could get you two tickets.
Fantastic. Okay, and let's...
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
We're dealing.
Yep.
Yeah, and I just gave him $20 for one ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, so you didn't Venmo.
You didn't Venmo.
I'm not, I'm going to have to learn that whole Venmo thing.
Yeah, and you know what? Now you're allowed to ask them a gotcha question.
Well,
normally we don't do gotcha questions, but they got you for that. So you can ask them one gotcha question.
One gotcha. So let's touch on what that Venmo site is again.
So it's an app. It's a cash transfer app.
Yeah, but I mean, what is the
handle?
Oh, the handle.
The handle. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess you don't need to get me into the algorithms of what Venmo may or may not be doing with your information. But so the handle for Venmo is at Rosberg Acres Party with a Purpose. And you'll find that under the business side, not under the personal side.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, that's a great offer for you guys to basically get two for the price of one.
Yep.
For the next hour and a half at least. So,
yep.
Check it out.
That's right. Lines are open.
Yes.
Lines are open. So you touch on that, but we were also, you were going to touch on an activity that already took place last weekend, I think.
Yeah, and it's something that I think we're probably going to implore a little bit more of as we, you know, this is a learning process for us. This is our second year as a committee, and I think, you know, it's, if there's one thing that is probably the most fun to do with money, it's give it to people. I don't think anybody can argue with what that'll do to your spirit and your psyche. So really the idea is how can we do more? How can we raise more? And how can we kind of expand this into, you know, more of a, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, can we kind of amp up some of these activities that we're doing, because there are ways that we can go about having other events that can raise more money. That way we can give more and give more throughout the year. A small thing that we did last weekend was actually a really fun thing. I think Kelly came up with the idea. Kelly Brering came up with the idea of doing kayak races on Sunday of Labor Day weekend, which was fantastic fun.
Oh,
if there's anything that you would want to see, I mean, it sounds really, really, you know, benign and it's just boring. Until you've got tons of music going on in the background. You got a pond loaded with people that probably need sunscreen but don't care to put any on. And you've got kayak relay races. And it's not anything more than you go out and you go around a curve and you come back and you trade with your partner and they got to come back and go the other way. But for a bunch of people that may or may not have ever kayaked before, flipping kayaks over, it was a big time. I think everybody had a lot of fun. It was a great way for folks that, you know, one of the things, there's a lot of things that we do throughout the weekend, you know, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's a lot of things that we do. And as an organization, what we really want to make sure that we always do is donate 100% of the funds that we take in. There are zero administrative costs. You know, I think maybe now that may not be 100% accurate. There's a little bit of insurance that has to get paid, maybe $500 a year, $700 bucks a year, whatever that fee is. It's very, very nominal. So it's not that big of a deal. But what we're able to do is for the other 99.97% of the money that we take in, we are absolutely sending all of that back out the door of families. So folks that can come and help us out. How can you help us out? You know, when you come to these events, you know, we have kids games, we've got prizes that people can win, just regular old cash, so we can help fund some of the stuff that has to happen. You know, we ask for donations, and again, thank God for a community like the one that we live in, and that you all live in, the Mercer Dart County area. People are very willing to help, and I think as long as we give people an outlet, give somebody a vehicle where they can actually give donations, I think more people want to give and then just don't know really how to. So I feel like if we can increase our ability and our event count, I believe we're going to get more people to come in, and more people are going to, you know, they're going to see the philanthropy that's going on, and they're going to want to get involved. So, you know, that event on Saturday, on Sunday of last week, the kayak relay races, was really a way for those folks to do that. You can come in, you could bring stuff for the kids' punch board. You know, there's other things that we need throughout the weekend that people are able to drop off and donate. Donating cash was a way for people to come show up and buy, you know, golf cart tickets if they wanted to get golf cart tickets. It was just a great spot for everybody to get together. And it really just kind of kicks off the spirit of the season and kick off what's really about to be the big party, which is
you know what, and through all of this, you know, the you know, raising money part is, you know, certainly the goal, but if you can have events that bring people together, that make everybody feel good and people have fun, what a tremendous positive. And I mean, not only are you raising money for several different families out there, but you're involving a lot of people, and there is no greater gift than being able to give, you know. So it's great to be able to participate in both the fun and in the giving. So it's,
yeah, so you, awesome. You mentioned helping just several last year we were able to help our initial wave that we went out and helped people. There was 8 families that had no idea that this was coming. We've got a real nice letterhead and letter that we type up, and they've got a check.
Yeah.
They had no idea it was coming. They didn't know they were nominated. They get this check, and it says, try to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, there's always going to be medical bills, but here's a little bit of money. Maybe you can do something with your kids or for your kids. And then in January, we surprised, what was it?
Four families.
Four more families. We went to the courthouse. We paid their property tax, and we sent them a letter saying, you don't have to worry about your property tax this year. Here's a grocery gift card to help ease the burden. So that's last year, with raising over $70,000, that's what we were able to do for the local families, was spread out the wealth, the money that was raised that way.
Fantastic. And, you know, what a great way of you know, doing it. And you know, you touched on 8 or 9 families, you know. And Lord knows there's going to be another 8 or 9 or more in 2023. So,
yeah, we've already started accepting nominations for families. If you know of somebody that's in need, you can nominate them by sending us a private message on the Rossburg Acres Party with a Purpose Facebook page. And then we will look at every nomination seriously. And this, putting the party together is the easy part.
Yeah.
Sitting down as a group and deciding on which family is suffering and needs the most amount of help is, it's gut-wrenching. It's the hardest part of doing this.
Yeah.
But we, I know there's always people, I know you asked Jack earlier, how do we decide, or what do you let us know who received it? And like I told you before, Jack, if you were the one that was in need, somebody nominated you, would you want that blasted all over the world? Probably not. You so if the family wants us to tell their story and that they received and they were grateful, we will share it. We will let people know. Otherwise, we keep it just in our little group, and that's where it stays.
Yep. That's a great approach. And we were talking about the kayak. So
you want to get in on that next year, don't you, Jack?
You know what? My wife and I kayaked when we were on vacation. I know you have trouble believing this.
Yes, I do.
But it's true. and it's a fun hobby. I mean, I can see why people would get hooked on that, you know. So to be able to take something like that, I think it's a great way to make some money. But I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and talk about the various activities that's going to happen on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, correct?
Sounds great.
So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat. And if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes Pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call and reserve your day and time for some Lanes. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes is open Thursdays at 3, Fridays, Saturday, and Sundays at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead. Assure, the local area suicide awareness group, will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday morning, September 9th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. Get your pledges lined up ahead of time and walk as far and as long as you want, and you can start any time from 9 to 11. Find details at assuremc.org. All proceeds from the walk will be used to promote suicide prevention and awareness and to support local suicide support and services in our communities and schools. So if you want to help out a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday morning, September 9th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m. and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources. The Museum of the Soldier will be presenting a very important exhibit at the County Fairgrounds, September 15th through 17th, and you won't want to miss it. The Mobile 9/11 Never Forget exhibit has been traveling the country, and it's going to be here in our area on Friday, September 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, September 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tours will be conducted by actual New York Fire Department firefighters who were eyewitnesses to history on September 11th, 2001, and will give firsthand accounts of what happened. This will probably be your only chance ever to see an exhibit like this with actual New York City firefighters conducting the tours of the exhibit. Clear your schedule the weekend of September 15th through 17th and get over to the Jay County Fairgrounds for the 9/11 Never Forget exhibit presented by the Museum of the Soldier in Portland.
Oops. at the Jane County Fairgrounds got cut off for some reason.
Just
presented by the Museum of the Soldier at the Jane County Fairgrounds. That's what was supposed to get cut off.
Just let me know when we're back on.
Okay. Okay. Still about 10 seconds, Jack. Okay. You ready?
It'll be a little bit.
Yeah.
What kind of operation are we running here?
Fun.
Fun. There you go. We're back. We're talking about the Museum of the Soldier. Is that what you said?
That was last week, but that was the promo you just heard.
Oh, okay. So we're back. We're talking to the guys from Party with a Purpose at Rossburg Acres coming up next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the weekend of the 14th to the 16th. And let's talk about what all is involved in that weekend, because I know there's a lot of different activities. You guys have busted your butts to line this stuff up. So let's just talk about...
Thursday night we kick it off with we've got like a cosmic bingo, so it's a blacklight bingo. We do pre-sale tickets for that, and then we got live music with our very own Riley Kramer, Matt Meyer, and Nate Henry playing acoustic music. They're all Thursday night. Just kind of kick it off. I'm sure we'll have a football game on and hanging out.
No, wait, Riley is part of the entertainment?
Yes, unfortunately, yes, he is.
I'm like Cordell Stewart.
So you are you a musician or dancer?
Yes.
Okay. Whatever we need Riley to do, Riley does.
It's all right. It depends what time of night it is, I'd say.
I'm the resident show pony.
So Riley, you touch on the fact that you used to play in a band?
I did. Yeah, I played in a band. Started with a group of guys from St. Henry called Lickspittle. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, if there's some of these folks that are 40-some-odd years old by now listening, they probably have lost several brain cells. And part
and
of their hearing. Part of their hearing. I have. I know that much.
What?
That's right. But yeah, that was my early years. Now I've tamed it down a little bit, and I keep most of my clothes on and then play acoustic music.
And I'm sure that everybody's thankful for that, too.
I'm sure some.
The clothes on.
Most. I would say most.
So, okay.
And then Friday night, we have like a soup supper, free will donation. Once again, trying to bring everybody in the campground together. We have something we started last year was a punch for a purpose. And it's something we do to get kids involved and stuff. A lot of our donations we've gotten this year, too, have been like toys and gifts for kids. And it's really like a $5 punch. You come up kind of like the old Price is Right. You know, punch the wall and pull out your ticket. And then you get to pull out a prize. And it could be anything from a bicycle to a squirt gun to, you know, the crazy thing, those little headlights that everybody loves them. And then Saturday... we've got a couple new things we're doing this year. We've got a coffee truck coming out in the morning to help you know, with some breakfast.
Shell.
St. Henry One Stop.
Yeah.
This year is donating. You can order a breakfast pizza ahead of time for the benefit, and they'll actually deliver it out there for you, and then they're giving a proceeds of the... Every pizza sold, the breakfast pizzas that they sell, is going to go back to the benefit and to help with that. We're going to start with, they're going to have yoga on Saturday morning. We also have a food truck that's going to be there all day, Whirling Street Eats. So we'll have, you know, food available all day. We have chicken dinners. We've got kids games. The local 4-H brings their stuff out, and then just a lot of the high school kids get involved and help us out by having all those games you see at the local picnics. We have an amazing race this year.
Yes. Yeah, so Amazing Race, a show I've never watched, but I'm in charge of. I'm sure this is going to go swimmingly. I've seen this done before. I actually will give credit to my mother, her and her wacky family, the Overman family. We do a camp out every year. And this is something that the family has done. And for whatever reason, every time we have the Overman camp out at Rossburg Acres, and we will do the Amazing Race amongst just the family. Yeah. It's supposed to be just the family. And then we get other random campers that want to join the fun, so they'll come in, and then it turns out the whole campground comes and watches the charades and the shenanigans that happen. So it's I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got, you know, several stations. It's going to be definitely worth the viewing pleasure. We're going to try to humiliate as many people as we can, all in the name of good fun.
So when you say stations, so at each of these, there'll be some sort of a puzzle to solve or an activity that they're going to have to perform? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, like, for instance, one of the games is actually going to be trying to fill up a 5-gallon bucket of water. Maybe not the whole thing. But the way you do this is you got a Dixie cup and you've got to pour it over the back of your head.
I've seen
it. And somebody else has to catch it. And you're going to have 6 or 8 people in line. So obviously, by the time you get to the last person, there's probably not a lot of, you know, water left in that cup. So everybody's going to be soaked. Everybody's going to be laughing and having a good time. At each station, they're going to get a card. This card's going to have a letter on it. And at the end, you'll have 6 letters. And then these 6 letters, you've got to make up 6 different words that will come up with these letters. And that's how you actually win. So you go to the station to earn your card. When you finally get to the end station, it's now basically playing, you know, Scrabble, if you will, with the 6 letters that you have.
Are most of them Z's, Q's, and X's?
I'm going to make it as hard as I can, baby. No gimmies in this world. We're not plastic trophy people.
Fantastic.
That sounds awesome.
Then end of night, we're going to have a empty tank playing live music all night. We'll do our golf cart drawing that night. We have a super... and then a live auction for a lot of some of our donation gifts and items and stuff, and a silent auction as well.
Fantastic. And you know, so things probably shut down by 10 o'clock on Saturday, right?
I'm sure everybody will be in bed by 10 o'clock Sunday morning. Outside of that, I can't guarantee you shutdown time.
Well, so I was going to do a follow-up on some of the activities that you had. First of all, from a camping standpoint, I'm assuming that all the camping spots are taken.
Yeah, the campground sold. Yeah, that books pretty early, pretty quick. A lot of times it's renewed from the previous year just because of the, you know, how much fun it is and you know what we do that weekend. So it books pretty quick. But we do have you can come Saturday. You can come any night, but on Saturday we do charge like a $5 admission.
Yeah.
Once again, all that's going straight, you know, to the benefit to help the cause.
Yep. So even if you don't camp, okay, there's plenty of parking out there. You can show up really anytime on Saturday and know that there'll be something going on. And while the adults have a whole lot of fun, this is very much a family-friendly type of an atmosphere. And I know Bill and Rossburg Acres always has a focus on the kids having a good time, and it sounds like you guys have kind of lined up the same type of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Our goal definitely is to try to keep the kids entertained up until maybe 9 o'clock. But we also want to make sure the adults are having enough fun so the wallets get a little lighter at auction time.
Fantastic. That is a great idea. So, Neil, is this a good time for a break before we start talking about
it? You want to throw a teaser about what we're going to ask next?
Well, I don't know what you're thinking about. You mentioned the auction. Do you have a list of things that'll be?
We've got a few items we can talk about that are confirmed, but in the true Rossburg Acres fashion, a lot of that stuff gets figured out about the 3-4 days before.
Yep. Okay. So that's a good teaser.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this list that Jim, correct? That Jim shared is certainly not a full list of the various activities.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff
that are going on.
And some of it is made to be a surprise. You get out there and go, didn't know that was going on. That looks like fun. Let's do that.
So I'll tell you what, we'll be right back to talk about the rest of Party with a Purpose right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound, and their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians face another tough MAC team as they host for Sales. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match, which can also be heard on the NFHS video. On Friday, the Indians football team will host the Minster Wildcats. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live, and it'll also be heard on the NFHS video. Our pregame show will start at 6:40. Get out to all the games you can this week to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, September 24th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any high school or junior high band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $8 each, and kids age 5 and under are free, and carryouts will also be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, pastries, and a drink. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 24th, for the annual Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
The Riley Kramer Show here.
Has it become that?
Oh, yes. We're talking with Riley Kramer, Ted Heibrink, and his brother Jim, and we're talking about Party with a Purpose at Frostburg Acres. And Jim just got done kind of filling us in on the activities of next weekend. Jim, have we touched on everything?
I think so. I mean, there's a few other surprises we've got going on that weekend that we'll keep people entertained all weekend long.
So I tell you what, it's really important. If you're interested and you have questions, to contact any of the various committee members. This list that Jim just shared, I'm sure it is the tip of the iceberg.
So. And we've got it all published on our Facebook page, so we've got the schedule out there. And then if you need to contact us for any questions or whatever, we're available through there.
Fantastic. So let's talk about. I know that the committee works their tail off, but I think there's also, these things seem like they don't happen without some businesses getting involved. And almost all of these count on some local businesses to kind of enhance what we're able to do. So if you would share some of those, I'd really like to recognize them.
Yeah, so a couple that really pop off the top of my head is, we mentioned Fort Recovery Lumber donating on the golf cart ticket, Chickasaw Garage, Messenger Press helps us with a lot of our printing. They're very, very good to us. Then some of our auction items that are donated by some of our local businesses, business owners. Probably our biggest, one of our biggest auction items every year is from Cooper Farms. This year, it doesn't happen every year. It's been a couple years since we've had it, but it's normally a pretty hot item. Is Cooper's is donating their Montana ranch house.
Oh, that place is beautiful.
So
only a few get to go.
Yeah, it's a limited amount of people. I don't have all the details with me, but that will be on the auction block. So thank you to the Cooper family and Cooper Farms for that one. Four Camp Foam, I know they're helping with the Amazing Race with different prizes. We've got the St. Henry One Stop, like we mentioned, they're donating with the pizzas. They're, and if you want more info on that, though, make sure you go to our Facebook page. There's a there's a phone number you've got to text to order them pizzas. So don't just start calling the one stop.
Yep, yeah. I was looking at that, and it's 4985284 50. But you just go to Ross Burgaker's Party with a Purpose, and at least on my feed, it's the very first thing that pops up. So,
and then Stockler Concrete, they've got. We're still thinking, if anybody out there's got Bengals tickets, I'd love to see some Bengals tickets yet. But we got Browns tickets from Stockler Concrete. It's going to be for the Bears game. Awesome. It's either December 16th or 17th. It's a to-be-determined date yet on the game. But I would love to see some Bengals tickets show up, and then we could try to have our auctioneer go back and forth and see who can raise the most amount of money, either the Bengals fans or the Browns fans.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one.
Great idea.
That's a great idea.
So you can reach out to any committee member if you know somebody that's got some Bengals tickets they want to donate. Who did I miss here? And then another, we've said it multiple times, but Rossburg Acres is just with their time they donate to helping us get things set up, running extra electric. And then they always, Bill and Bert and the family's always so good about putting together some sort of amazing prize. Yeah. And, but in true Bill fashion, we'll find that out maybe 2-3 days beforehand.
Really, that early?
I start bugging him already last week.
That'll be well ahead of schedule in
Bill fashion.
But there are so many other businesses that help in so many different ways. A lot of our raffle bucket prizes, a lot of that's all donated from different boutiques and local restaurants that are, you know, there's pizzas donated, there's handbags, there's all kinds of fun stuff that go into these buckets, and a lot of all that is just donated by small businesses or local families.
Yeah, do you have some of these donations, are some of them these, I would call them independent dealers, like Avon 31, that type of thing? Is that some of the things you're getting?
Yeah, that's some of the things that we're getting too.
I was going to say, that would be a really good way to, if you're doing that, a really good way to get your name out to a lot of people.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I think if anybody that's listening, and if you are in that world, if you have some sort of a side business, a side hustle, maybe you've got a storefront and you're looking for a little bit of extra exposure, put together a little basket for us. We'd love to advertise your company, advertise your brand, and really, you know, put a basket together, if you would, and make it be a little bit of a representation of what your business does. It'd be very good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to do something like that. Again, whether you have a storefront, an actual store you go into, or one of the home party things, that there's a lot of people doing that now. So
very good. So one other question that I've got is, where can you get the cool t-shirts?
Ooh.
These are almost limited edition anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah. So this is, and this is something that I think as a group we've talked to, we've kind of had some conversations. these, the t-shirts that we're wearing for those that are just listening, obviously, and not in the room, it's a really nice t-shirt. It's a Rosberg Acres Party with a Purpose custom logo. It's got a Sasquatch holding a heart with a little bit of a half moon backdrop. It's really nice design. The way that we've done this is typically about a month before the event. We open what's called the store, and this has been through home stretch in St. Henry.
Yep.
We open up a store, and you have to go online. You have to know it's open. It's stuff that we will advertise that on our Facebook page, the Rosberg Acres Party with a Purpose Facebook page. So we'll advertise when the store is open. We'll advertise when it's going to shut down. But everything, all the transaction and all that detail has happened through the Homestretch website and what they call their storefront.
Yep.
So we don't necessarily have them for sale. Now, we also have these awesome looking hats.
Oh.
This is first for this year, are these really cool looking Sasquatch hats. Maybe we will have some out at the event, and just maybe you could get yourselves into one of those via auction or otherwise.
Now, Riley, rumor is that the Sasquatch was modeled after you, correct?
Me or you, Ted?
You know what? Depending on the angle, I can see both of you in it, tell you the truth. So,
I thought it was Beaver.
Steve the Beave Homan.
That's why some of our shirts come in men's maternity, just so we can get Beaver one of those.
So I tell you what, I think we'd be foolish to not go over a summary of the events that are happening over the weekend. So Thursday night, I think, is the Cosmic Bingo stuff.
Cosmic Bingo Thursday night, and live music, you know, later after the bingo ends.
And to just let everybody know, if you've never been to Cosmic Bingo, it's not your typical bingo with a bunch of old people screaming at you if you get a number wrong. It is fun. There's music playing. You end up singing songs together. I'm sure Bill will have some sort of odd trivia questions if you had to bet.
And somebody else that we really need to thank that puts all that together or lines up her committee is Connie Stockler. She does one heck of a job. She's still running it. She does an amazing job with putting all that together. So thank you, Connie.
She announced last year how much they've made from the what? How many years has this been going on?
Bingo, so that 14th, probably this is going to be the 16th year, I think, of bingo. Maybe not quite that many. Maybe 14 years, somewhere in there.
Crazy amount of money.
It's a great fundraiser for our benefit.
And I tell you what, just like the amazing race or the kayak races, or none of these activities happen easily. They all take a shitload of planning and hard work by somebody who's willing to take charge and put them together. And Connie's fantastic at that stuff.
Yeah, you know, Connie's great at that, and I think that's why we all have wives.
Yeah.
Because if you know anything about men, we're pretty poor at planning things, especially fine details.
I'm not saying anything because I'm a prime example of that. I will guarantee you. So we've got the Cosmic Bingo on Thursday. What's a Friday night setting?
Friday night's soup supper, and then we get the Polar Punches, and then some more live music, like a DJ on Friday night.
Yeah, just you know, and thanks for we have for the soup supper. This isn't anything that we're buying. You know, this is all the, you know, some of the folks that have been camping out of Rosberg for years.
Yep.
You know, they all want to be a part of it too. So, you know, their contributions will have many, many folks that are regular seasonal campers that'll bring soup up to the main shelter house. That's where you're going to go. You'll find, you know, probably between 20 and 25, you know, roasters full of different types of soup. And all we're, you know, we're really looking for just maybe a little donation for a bowl, and then walk through, and it's self service.
I mean, that is an absolutely great idea. And you know, I think one of the reasons people camp is to be able to, like, make their own food in their own way, you know, and I think the soup is a perfect way of showing that.
Yes, and the other reason why people like to camp is to eat.
Yes.
So you're gonna be able to get to do both things this week.
Fantastic. And then on Saturday,
yeah, like I said, we've got, you know, yoga in the morning. They're really good. Yeah, it's out on the beach at the pond. They'll have a bucket out for a donation, so it's free for anybody to join. We ask people to show up around 8:45, so it starts at 9 o'clock. And then, you know, any kind of donations, they're just accepting to just, you know, once again, help support the benefit.
Yoga on the beach, Bubba.
I'm in.
You in?
I'm out.
I might miss it.
Ted Riley are in.
Yeah.
Then I'm in.
Allegedly.
So that is very popular nowadays, too. It really is.
Not with me.
Yeah.
Well.
And then the Amazing Race is another event going on in the afternoon. Kids games going on, you know, basically, you know, around the same time. So we'll have stuff for anywhere from the 2-3-year-old kids all the way up to, you know, the, you know, 18-19-year-old kids. I mean, just everything in between. Just, you know, something going on for everybody. And then chicken dinners for supper. And then it, you know, goes right into the live band that night, the auction, silent auction, live auction, and all of our drawings.
Chicken dinners, is that pre-sale only?
Pre-sale only, and we actually just wrapped that up.
Yes.
We do, if you are camping out there, though, send us a message. We do have a few dinners left. I think we got around maybe 20 dinners left yet that we can sell. So okay. Just send us a message on Messenger, or if you're going to be out at Rossburg Acres, look us up.
Yep. And as a side, you know, we also did line up a food truck to be out there from 11 in the morning till midnight. So there'll be some, you know.
Yeah, shout out to Wendell Street Eats.
Wendell's. Is going to be out there with their food truck, you know, all day Saturday.
If you don't want to cook, you come out, don't bring any food, but fill your coolers up.
And it is a great environment to have your kids come out. They can run around, they can play the games, they can jump in the pond, they can do whatever they want to out there and have a hell of a good time too.
Another side note for food, Popcorn by Paul will be out there again with his kettle corn and all his yummy treats that he makes throughout the weekend. Last year he didn't know if thought it was going to be his last year, but he'll be back out there again making popcorn.
Fantastic. So anything else on Saturday?
That we wrap up the night with the auction and just music through the night and see where the rest of the evening takes us.
Yep, Empty Tank Band Saturday night. So even if you're not there for the auction, but you want to come out and hear some good music, come out. Empty Tank will be playing. And again, Saturday is the only day we're charging any sort of cover. So roughly 3 o'clock till I want to say roughly 9 o'clock, there will be a $5 cover charge per head that comes into the campground. So and again, all those proceeds are just going back to help us raise funds.
So it's actually going to be a party with a purpose.
That's right.
Empty Tank starts when?
8 o'clock.
8.
All right. And they are not even a band anymore. They just get together on select occasions, and Rossburg Acres Party with a Purpose is one of them.
So it's like getting Simon and Garfunkel together.
It is.
Again.
Yeah. And on a side note, I just got word, they are also donating themselves as an auction item. So if you want to have Empty Tank Band at your house to have a party, they will be an auction item once again this year.
How awesome is that? Guys, so have I missed anything?
Well, I can't imagine what we would have missed in an hour's time. I think we covered. I think as a group and as a committee, you know, we absolutely love doing this. You know, you had mentioned earlier sometimes, you know, this is a lot of hard work. I mean, at the end of the day, I think this is all stuff that we have fun, we enjoy doing. It's a good group of folks that we get to hang out with, you know, on a monthly or a bi-monthly basis or semi-monthly basis sometimes. So it's not really much more than hanging out with friends, having conversation, and actually doing something meaningful, which I think, you know, all of us are motivated to do.
Yeah, we never have meetings that we've got 15 minutes worth of stuff to discuss, but next thing you know, you're at mariachis and it's 9 o'clock on a Sunday evening. That would never happen.
No, never happen. No. No. But guys, I tell you what, it is always cool to see a group of people get together to do the greater good. You know, and I don't care what community you're from. I don't care what the specific purpose is, but having your committee get together, and I think you mentioned five or six different couples, you know, right. And to continue, you know, something that last year raised over $70,000. Man, I can't imagine there
that's
being.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
And you know, it's grown every year.
Yeah,
it's grown every year. So we expect more than that this year. And you know, hope you know, God willing, we're gonna keep growing this on top. You know, consecutively. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll see that trajectory keep going.
So, is there anything else to touch on?
No. About how much total have you raised over the 12, 14 years, whatever it's been?
Well, I think, so when it was the Kara Seafring benefit, uh-huh. I think, you know, in those 14 years, it was $300,000 total.
That's awesome. That's
incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah,
especially probably the first year was $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah, roughly $5,000. Yeah, so,
which is a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. And you can just see as the years have progressed, and, you know, last year we've raised $70,000. We don't really have a way to predict what it will be this year.
Yeah.
Only to say that we've grown it every year since then. You know, I would love to see us, you know, get to that $80,000 mark. We could do more than that. I don't know. You know, really, it's all about getting people to the event.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything going on this weekend, come out. Give as little or as much as you want to give.
Yep.
This is a great avenue. Again, just to reiterate, you know, this is everybody here volunteers their time. Everybody with Party of Purpose volunteers their time. We don't have really any administrative fees other than insurance.
Yeah.
So the 99.997% of what gets brought in also goes out. So you can feel comfortable in the fact that if you are donating to this organization, that organization is going to somebody in need, and it's going to somebody, you know, call it in a 3 or 5 county area. So you know, in some way you're touching somebody that you know, whether directly or indirectly.
Yep.
You're helping somebody in the community.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, just, you know, it's a great way to get your kids off their cell phones, you know, and to have them come out to be a part of something good. They can play games. They can watch the Amazing Race. They can,
they can do the punches.
Yeah, you know,
win prizes.
I mean, you think about 14 years ago when this thing started. You guys were young men. I mean, you guys were young, had little kids, and as you get older, it really takes a different meaning because because it is amazing how the feel good and how that stuff just. I mean, what the hell else we got to do?
Yeah,
you know, really.
Yeah, and it's like Jack said, you know. We, I will say, we get the opportunity. This is in no way is this work or a burden for any of us. We get the opportunity to do this, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I know we're all glad to be a part of this. Unfortunately, this is something that needs to continue because this is never going to go away. And we are always hearing about bad news. And if we can just shine a little bit of light and bring a little bit of brightness into somebody's day. And if I have to work my butt off to do that, I'm happy to do it.
Well said. Fantastic. So, guys, I tell you what. Thank you for being a part of this entire process. Thanks for being part of Insight. You're more than welcome to stay. We've got Rocker coming on.
Yeah, and we'd like to harass him some.
Yeah. But, again, this is September 14th to the 16th. The camping spots are full.
Starts a week from tomorrow.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yep.
I was just figuring that people had calendars. So,
do you have one, Jack?
Yeah, but it's on my phone. I can't find it.
Yeah, so I'm trying to help those people out.
So, and again, the camping sites are taken, but there's plenty of parking. There's plenty of stuff for anybody to stop by at really any time from about probably 4 o'clock on Friday until midnight on Saturday. You'll be entertained. That's the best way to kind of phrase it. Bring your smile, bring your billfold, and bring your heart.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a good one, Jack.
You know what, Neil? I'm quite the linguist.
Yeah, I'm glad Marsha wrote that down for you.
That's right. So, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Rocker before we get into sports talk. So, we'll be right back.
Forrs Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrs, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrs Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrs Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
St. Joseph Parish celebrates their 40th annual Homecoming Festival this year on September 8th through 10th. This year's events are highlighted by St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament on Friday night, a professional fireworks show, and the return of DJs Slick and RJ on Saturday night, and music by Natalie Uhlenhake on Sunday. Kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe tournaments, raffle drawings, games and food and fun will be had by all. It all happens on the grounds of St. Joe Church outside of Fort Recovery September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Check the St. Joe Homecoming Festival Facebook page or the church bulletin for all of the details.
Back talking to Rocker.
Hi,
hello,
Jack.
Rocker.
Words we can never say on the plane.
That's
by the
a
way.
Pretty good group of guys that we just talked to, wasn't it?
That was top notch group.
Now, you weren't paying any attention.
Yes,
at all.
I was.
When I looked back at the corner,
You're supposed to be paying attention.
You dozed off, Rocker.
You're supposed to be paying attention.
He was resting
guys.
His eyes.
He dozed off during this.
He's got a tough segment coming up here. So he had to rest up.
Well, and we got the clock's ticking too.
Okay, clock's ticking. What you gonna cover
on this day in pop culture history?
Oh boy,
yesterday of course.
We'll start with yesterday.
1927, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit is born.
Never heard of that.
Which
was that?
Is he the one that killed Kennedy?
No. That's
Lee Harvey. That's his great grandson.
Oh.
Looks a lot like Mickey Mouse, and there's a reason for that.
Because it's Walt Disney.
Yeah, kind of.
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Yes. He didn't quite go over very well like the others.
You know? Huh. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
What a freaking name.
I didn't make it up. 1972. Oh boy. Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids for the first time.
I'm going to sing a song for you.
There we go. Keep it going.
I remember when Bill Cosby was cool.
And
I'm that old.
Mushmouth. Didn't they have a friend, Mushmouth?
Yes.
Hey, Bob.
Okay, we got that.
That's the best one you've had.
Who are you?
Okay, this will be good. Today,
be the first one then.
1969. How many of these people? I don't know how many people are going to remember this, but
I do.
13.
The World of H.R. Puffin Stuff premieres on NBC.
Yeah. Nope, yep. Don't remember it. I was 19. I wasn't watching Puffin Stuff.
That wouldn't pass in today's woke culture.
It wouldn't, would it?
Yeah, it would.
Puffin? Puffin Stuff?
Yes.
Oh.
Most of them people are smoking it themselves.
Okay.
1975. The Lost Saucer and the Far Out Space airs on CBS. Never heard of any of these shows.
Well, thanks for bringing it up.
But that
was the name. What was the name of it?
But that's what I was given. I know. You can only work with so much.
Well, you can edit some of it out.
I tried. It didn't work. The Lost Saucer and Far Out Space.
Was that, not. Is that two different shows or is it all one show?
I'm guessing it was split.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
We got 15 minutes.
Well, we're already 10 minutes over our time.
Merry birthday time.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Beep, 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 beep. Today, Leo Renegado.
Oh, all right.
Happy birthday, Leo.
On the speedies up as much as possible.
Early 90s fame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Friday, we got Johan Niekamp.
Very good.
All right.
Happy birthday, Johan.
Johan.
I think we got beat 100.
Sunday, Ross Wendell.
Sunday, Ross. Ross. Yeah. How old is he? 62.
Glocky.
108.
Our citizen of the day.
Oh. I hope it's me this time.
I don't think you put much effort in these.
Rita Plyman last week. That's a good one.
Oh, that was good last week.
Yeah.
You settle down there, Skippy. This one's a legend.
So it is me.
You don't have to recognize me.
It is me. Finally.
John Betts.
John Betts.
Big Daddy.
That's a great citizen of the day.
Yep.
Might be the smartest man in Fort Recovery.
Yes.
Yep.
Other than Bob Perkebile.
So what I lack in, you know, news today, I'll make up in celebrity birthdays.
Oh, celebrity birthdays.
There's a crap ton.
Oh, boy.
Yesterday, Luke Duke himself, Tom Wolpat, 72.
Who?
Luke Duke.
Luke Duke. Oh, for God.
Hey, 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 there'll be enough of that crap.
Go ahead.
Give him hell.
Hugh Grant, 63.
Who?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Who Grant?
Hugh Grant.
And wait, is what?
The guy.
He's 63. Are you screwed that up?
No, I didn't.
There's no way Luke Grant is younger
it's
than
Hugh
me.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh
Grant.
Huh? Hugh Grant.
Oh, oh.
I was listening. I don't know what you. Adam Sandler's 57.
Is Luke Grant dead?
Keep going. Eric Stone Street is 52.
Art.
Henry Thomas, 52.
Henry Thomas, well. Never heard of him.
E.T., the little kid from E.T.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Michael Bublé is 48.
Jack loves Michael Bublé.
He's awesome. And I'm feeling.
And he loves you too.
Good.
Country singer Lauren Daigle is 32.
Jack seen her in concert.
Lauren Daigle.
She is not a country singer.
I'm just trying to keep the flow going.
She's a Christian singer.
Jack seen her in Denver.
We got
Red
about.
Rock.
She's Rock. Fantastic.
Okay. Today's.
Apparently, you're not a fan.
I'm just trying to get the show flowing.
Go ahead.
We got.
Bubba and Pia, but guess.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, sorry.
Swoozy Kurtz is 79.
Swoozy Kurtz.
Swoozy Kurtz.
She played in a TV show, and I can't.
There's quite a few of them she was in.
She's in probably in the Squeezy Smirch show. Yeah. What was her name?
Swoozy Kurtz.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. That's
Jane Curtin is 76.
Oh.
Jane Curtin.
Is she still alive?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
There you go. That's that's what I was waiting for.
That's one of the greatest.
Waited the whole night just for that joke right there.
Jeff it was Fox, worth it.
Jeff Foxworthy, 65.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Some of his contestants weren't, though. Somewhere. Rosie Perez, 59.
Ooh.
Yeah.
White man can't jump, big earrings.
And very good.
Bazongas. Really? Oh, yeah.
Puffed up in all the right places.
Puffed up in all the right places.
Some of them you don't let eat crackers in
the bed. No.
Movie director Christopher Nolan is 58.
See, awesome. You mentioned these guys. Nobody's
heard that.
Batman.
Ooh.
Oh.
Stay with me.
I know. Burt Ward.
Not that Batman.
Oh.
Stay with me there, Jimmy Buffett knockoff.
Oh, hey, he passed away. Did you know that?
Yes. Hard as a carp. Or, in this case, hard as a parrot.
Come Monday.
Macy Gray, 56.
Macy Gray.
I try to say goodbye and I choke.
And most people hope she choked.
Rocker.
I gotta get my shots in.
Somebody remade one of her songs.
Not well, apparently.
Huh?
So, right. Were you a Jimmy Buffett fan?
Oh, yeah. Top notch. Cheeseburger Paradise.
Yep.
I've seen Buffett.
What's your favorite song? Where at?
Indy. Me and my wife. And
what's your favorite?
Sorry, Travis.
Parrot song.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Bob?
Come Monday.
Yep.
It'll be all
love
right.
Love that song. It's not one of his party songs, but that's awesome. That's a good awesome song.
I guess we won't get him next year for a while.
Fins up. No. Fins to the left.
Fins to the left.
Fins to the right. And you're the only bait in town.
This show should be a bait.
So, Neil?
Yep.
I think we touched on everything.
I think we did. And we touched a few things we probably shouldn't have.
When's the St. Joe's Festival?
Next, this coming.
This coming
fireworks
weekend.
Saturday.
Fireworks, yes. Saturday night.
Saturday. Go out, make sure you see St. Joe Festival fireworks.
Yep.
I think they have cornhole tournaments that run like about 48 straight hours.
Yeah. That's Friday night.
They will have the Bengals and Browns on TV out there, yep. I'm sure.
Yep.
But. Stay tuned for Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee as they have the volleyball coach coming in.
Of the undefeated.
Of the undefeated.
Undefeated.
And I think that you're talking to somebody from Ohio State, too,
yeah,
right?
Steve Hellwagon from the Buckeye.
Yep.
Beat writer.
Yep.
So
we'll be back in just a little while.
I think Ritter Collette.
Yeah.
Coming in.
Okay. Okay. Back in a little bit.